To those who practice diligently and understand the sufferings of daily life, the Buddha will guide them to the Western Pure Land. 10,000 virtues of Buddha's name bring blessings and wisdom. Everyone chanting Omitofo, Amitabha Buddha, in unison and with vigor sounds very majestic. All of you are aware of the reason behind chanting the Buddha's name. This name encompasses the 10,000 virtues. In this context, the number 10,000 goes beyond the mathematical sense that we are familiar with, and it also represents achievement and conclusion. The Buddha is full of blessings and wisdom. When we chant the Buddha's name, it is the consummation of blessings and wisdom, which are timeless and infinite. This single invocation of the Buddha's name is the ultimate truth of the universe. When we talk about the sky, the land, and the universe, there is no limit to their scope. We see the splendid sky hovering over the land with no limit. Although we cannot see beyond the layers of clouds in the sky, it is not the ceiling. The same applies to the land. Regardless of the direction in which we travel beyond this planet, there is no limit. Equally boundless is the effect of invocating the Buddha's name. When Buddha's name is chanted, one cultivates merits. A baby feeds on its mother's milk, learns to walk, and gradually becomes an adult. Likewise, chanting Om Amitabha sows the seeds of your future attainment of Buddhahood. Such are the workings of cause and effect. A lion cub feeding on its mother's milk will become a lion, and a puppy doing so will become a dog. The lion is the king of the animal kingdom. The Buddha is the world-honored one of the threefold world, and the compassionate father of the four forms of birth. Threefold world, the worlds inhabited by unenlightened beings. The three worlds are the world of desire, the world of form, and the world of formlessness. The inhabitants of the world of desire are preoccupied with desires. Those of the world of form have material form, but are free from desires. The world of formlessness has neither form nor desires. Four forms of birth, a classification of how living beings come into existence. The four forms are 1, birth from the womb, examples such as mammals, 2, birth from eggs, 3, birth from moisture, the way worms were thought to be born, and 4, birth by transformation. The Buddha will guide those who practice diligently to the Western Pure Land. I just mentioned that there is neither a ceiling nor a floor of the universe. What if you said that there was nothing beyond the bottom of the earth 100 years ago? If this was the case, then what would happen? Would the cup on the table stay if the table wasn't there to support it? What about the balconies without the buildings? Such would be the questions that you would be asked, because at the time, people did not believe that there was nothing supporting the bottom of the earth. Now, no one denies the fact that there is nothing underneath the earth. Even if you haven't seen it yourself, you won't deny the fact. Because of advances in science, we now know the earth is moving in deep space. This is a fact known through science, but it was identified in Buddhism a long time ago. What do the sutras say? Within the infinite number of layers, the bottom layer is empty and is called the empty wheel. On top of the empty wheel is the wind wheel, followed by the water wheel, and finally the planet Earth. Look at our planet. It has mountains, water, and land. Land or continent is but an island surrounded by water. What we can see from our Earth is one moon and one sun. But the Buddhist Dharma, law, is broad and boundless. Those who study geography may want to examine Buddhist geography. If you study mathematics, take a look at infinite life and the number of kalpas, a really long period of time mentioned in the Avatamsaka, Flower Adornment Sutra. Mathematical formulas cannot compute such numbers. The light given off by a firefly pales in comparison to sunlight. One cannot make such comparisons. Human beings are the smartest life form. The ability to learn and understand is what makes us intelligent. Understanding is part of wisdom. We seek wisdom, the wisdom of the Buddha. We must have the correct views in order to provide us with the correct conduct and knowing when, how to take action, and knowing what a good action is. What happens if one does not have wisdom and does not have the understanding of all the Buddhist concepts? Buddhism is full of compassion. People of all capacities can practice it. Well-educated people should not show contempt towards illiterate seniors. They can chant Om Mitofo. When they have reached the final stage of their lives, they will be illness-free and will not have any attachments to worldly desires. Single-mindedly seeking to be reborn in the Western Pure Land, they will be escorted by Amitabha Buddha when the moment comes. Amitabha Buddha is compassionate and unbiased. As long as you chant sincerely, the Buddha will escort you to the Western Pure Land. One should not focus solely on studying semantics and theories. Many people can talk and write, but they fail to invest in a sincere effort to chant. When the final moment comes, Amitabha Buddha will not be able to escort them to the Western Pure Land, just on the basis of some knowledge. Rather, they will be greeted by King Yama's minions who will drag them to hell. My intent is not to scare you, nor am I kidding you. This is the truth. King Yama, ruler of hell. Do not let your intelligence derail you. Your mission does not stop after realizing the ultimate truth. Once you have awakened to the truth, you must put it to practice. Obviously, we are all practicing right now. Otherwise, why are we chanting inside the Lingyen Mountain Temple? You are doing the correct thing. Boundless blessings and wisdom await you. This is the only truth. The Dharma has only one vehicle, not two or three. Don't compete in society for materials you cannot take with you when you die. Take a moment to reflect on these things. Follow the Master to study and practice Buddhism. The Master's goal is to encourage 2 million people to chudzya, leave home, secular life behind, and join the monastery. Leaving secular life has a very deep and far-reaching meaning. Vehicle, a metaphor for the Buddhist teachings. Understanding the sufferings of daily life and chanting diligently and sincerely. There are two types of leaving secular life. The first one is the most complete way. Once accomplished, one will be relieved from sufferings forever. This is the method of chanting the Buddha's name and to be reborn in the Western Pure Land. From now on, chant the Buddha's name to eradicate your past evil karma. When you reach the last moment of your life, and you have worked off the remaining effects of your bad karma, Amitabha Buddha will come to escort you. For every cause you make, there is an effect. It's only a matter of time. But for now, remember to chant the Buddha's name. How should you practice Buddhism? You must first understand that life is full of sufferings. Each family has its own struggles. The same can be said about each individual. You don't always get what you want, but you sometimes get what you do not want. Isn't this painful? We all want to have good health, but illness has its way of finding us, and the same with unfortunate events. This is life. You must learn to let go. Children need their parents. This is the truth. Can parents depend on their children for support? This is not always possible. Some seniors have no one to depend on except themselves. Do not assume that your children will support you when you grow old. For many reasons, they may not be with you in your final moment, and you will be disappointed. Learn to let go. How do some people treat their parents? When they need their parents, it's like playing basketball. The players go after the basketball, parents. Siblings fight for their parents' attention when they need something from them. When children don't need their parents, they play volleyball instead. Everyone tries to push the ball to someone else. When people get old and need their children to take care of them, they will play soccer. The children will try to kick the ball, responsibility of taking care of the parents, around. Isn't life like this? Although this analogy doesn't apply to everyone, it does unfortunately apply to most. Do not end up being the victim of your children playing these three sports. I will teach you a new sport, rugby. When one receives the ball, hold it tight, run with it. Hold on to Amitabha Buddha tightly. This ball will come in handy at some point. Once you have it, run quickly and hold on to it tightly. Let go of your temporary home. Your current dwelling is not a real home. It's a temporary home. It's not your permanent home. Your temporary home can be destroyed any time. Can you protect that home for 1,000 years or 10,000 years? You are fortunate to even have a home. But if your health deteriorates, can you still protect your home? Who can you depend on when that happens? You can return to your permanent home. Amitabha Buddha is our compassionate father. Keep this in mind as you progress through life. Do not forget that you can return to your permanent home. In your temporary home and in the world of sufferings, there is nothing else you can depend on for eternity except Amitabha Buddha. Youths, beware of the hidden dangers in society. Do not fall prey to those who try to take advantage of you and your life. Dangers abound in the five desires. Do not be attached to lust. Is lust sweet? It's sweet as honey. What happens to ants that crawl into a honey jar? After having their appetite satisfied, they end up stuck and dying inside the jar. Five desires. Desires connected with the five senses: sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. Young people, do not let the temptations of the materialistic world lure you into a trap. These temptations will lead you to self-destruction. If you don't want to be surrounded by negative influences, come to Lingyen Mountain Temple and follow the masters. Life here is very tranquil and peaceful. You can see for yourself. People are capable of reasoning. If you live in a peaceful, tranquil place, your mind will be in a similar state. On the other hand, if your mind is preoccupied with lust, how can you find peace? Lust will clog up your thinking. Think about this carefully. Some unfortunate people die from their thirst for the five desires. What if they are able to get what they want? The five desires are like salt water. The more people drink, the thirstier they become. Indulging in the five desires cannot quench one's thirst. To quench one's thirst, one must drink tea, pure water, or great compassion water. At Lingyen Mountain Temple, we have tea and water from the mountains. Here you will establish yourself firmly and find peace and tranquility. Lingyen Mountain Temple wants to develop leaders because the learning process takes a long time. It's best to start at a young age. The propagation of Buddhism rests in the hands of young people. I hope that you will use your time to do something to benefit the world. Do not waste your youthful energy and precious time. Those who are middle-aged need not despair. You possess vast experience and knowledge. If you awaken to the truth, you will also be able to contribute to Buddhism. Look at Lingyen Mountain Temple. We need people with various skills. One day, I hope to lead 2 million people to become monks or nuns. We need to build this monastery. A Buddhist temple is a school where people learn. It is also a hospital that cures the mind and a workshop where statues of Buddha are crafted. Finally, it is the place where people are relieved of their sufferings. Everyone, I hope that one day you will return to your original home. May we all go to the Western Pure Land together.